This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Joe Shasky, he wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Oriole? You're on Spadoni and Shasky.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, it was good to see you. The Chiefs are human. So that was good to see yesterday. But before I do get to yesterday, hey, man, there was some good vibes on Saturday in Chicago, wasn't it, man?
Jimmy.
People are smiling.
Jimmy.
You know, it's, man, buckets, baby. But I do have a stat for the Super Bowl that I hope the 49ers are paying attention. You guys said it earlier that Mahomes did not get blitzed. Now, there's six quarterbacks in the Super Bowl that did not get blitzed. All six quarterbacks lost, meaning they got the pressure with the front four, meaning we need to rebuild our front four and let our back, you know, do what they do. Because I think that's our ticket. If our defense is good, we can stop anybody. Purdy, bring him back. Debo, nice to know you. You don't want to be here. Peace out, buddy.
Yeah, Oreo, to me, it's straightforward. No drama. Just no drama. And that's why, to me, the number one move is, like, if Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, even Micah Parsons, if any of those guys is available and realistically you can execute a trade, I trade whatever I can for them. You need to find a way. You go Bosa and Myles Garrett, and then you just figure out the rest through the draft. I think you have to go get an established pass rusher. Yes, obviously rushing with four and being able to drop back and sit into those gaps, that is a huge element. Spagnuolo did it with the New York Giants way back in the day. We've seen the blueprint time and time again. Pressure with four without having to blitz and then picking and choosing your spots is absolutely the number one thing. But it's also the offensive line. Like the Niners need to upgrade their offensive line. Center wasn't good enough. I didn't think right tackle was good enough. I think left guard is still a question mark. Is Trent going to come back? We have a lot of questions. The Niners they're a long way away. They can do it. It's going to be tough, but they got to really nail this offseason.
You look at what the Eagles did last year. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. We've been talking Super Bowl. We're going to pivot here on the other side, get into some of this Debo Samuel stuff. Debo Samuel on the morning of the Super Bowl telling Adam Schefter, deuces to the 49ers. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Him wearing an A.J. Brown Eagles jersey last week. Yeah, I'm kind of done with this guy if I'm a San Francisco 49ers fan, which sucks to say because he's been, as you said, an all-time Niner. But it's going kind of, he's going out like an all-time kind of, I don't know. Sucka seems pretty strong, but it's been kind of weak from what I've seen from Debo Samuel this past year. It's been weak sauce, and we're going to get into that on the other side a little bit. But to your point about the Eagles, what the 49ers can replicate or try to replicate, number 22 overall pick, Quinyon Mitchell, stud. Cooper DeJean, number 40 overall pick in the second round, stud out of Iowa. Jalix Hunt, outside linebacker, out of Houston Christian University, I don't know where. They got him in the third round. He had a half sack yesterday. He was in the backfield a bunch. They haven't even heard of that guy. Will Shipley, their backup running back. He was doing some stuff in the NFC Championship game.
I feel like there's been a Shipley at Texas for the last
forever,
2 decades.
Forever.
Right? Is that just me?
No. It's a great point.
There's like 1,000 Shipleys.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Yeah. In the fifth round. God, I remember his dad on those Eagles teams, right? In the Super Bowl against Tom Brady and the likes of Donovan McNabb and company. So, like, there is a blueprint. It's just going to take a hell of a draft, I think.
Need to do more than just the draft. Well, no, you have to sign some people, too.
But it starts there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Those are going to be the cost-controlled guys that you are going to have to nail. That's why it sucks right now if you're a Niners fan, because the Eagles have all those guys under cheap contracts, relatively. They got Jalen Carter. They got Jordan Davis still. They got Quinyon Mitchell. They got Cooper DeJean. Jalix Hunt. They got all these guys. Oh, Jason Kelsey. Oh, Fletcher Cox. Oh, you know, Hassan Reddick. See you later. They didn't skip a beat. They got Jalen Hurts locked under contract. They got A.J. Brown locked under contract. They got Devontae Smith locked under contract. They did all the right things the 49ers didn't do. They righted the wrongs that all the Niners wronged and not righted. Right? Like, that's kind of where we're at. And that's why it feels like, I keep going back to what Steve Young said last offseason, God, it feels like they missed their window.
Oh, they did. That's why do you think it was so bittersweet watching that game? Like, I've wanted to see the Chiefs lose forever. And then it's that team that dismantles them that way. Like, no, like, I'm sorry. Like, I hate the Eagles, too. So it's just like, look, good for them. They deserve it. They're a dominating champion. It just, it's really hard to swallow that if you're a Niner fan. It just is. This is the worst possible outcome. They made the most of all their opportunities.
I'm really happy for guys like Big Dom today. I mean, doing it for the Paws.
Oh, God, why are you doing this?
He deserves it. Great guy. Stand-up individual.
He's an Italian.
He was there protecting his coach late in that game when he was doing the scrum.
God, I wish that Dre Greenlaw just slapped him across the face.
Well, he probably just hurt his other Achilles if that was the case. Nick Sirianni, what's up, man?
This is the ultimate team game. You can't be great without the greatness of others. Great performance by everybody. Offense, defense, special teams. Howie getting us the guys, our coaching staff, these great players. We didn't really ever care what anyone thought about how we won or their opinions. All we wanted to do is win. That's why we listened to My Prerogative a little bit when we were after some wins. But thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you come back with My Prerogative, Bobby Brown? That's Nick Sirianni. Super Bowl champion.
Again, exactly. See, Super Bowl champion, and that's the part that's like, God.
How many people have you
Shanahan
the,
doesn't have one, and this guy has one.
Well, I was going to say, if you polled people at the start of the season, if they even put it out there, Shanahan come off a Super Bowl loss, but if you're trying to build a team right now, would you pick Kyle Shanahan, or would you pick Nick Sirianni to start a franchise?
Yeah, if I'm allowed to hire his coordinators for him.
Well, no, he got rid of two coordinators and brought these guys in.
Howie got rid of his court. No, that's what happened.
We just had Baldwin last week and said his coaches love playing for him.
Okay, but Howie hired those coordinators. It's written all over the New York Times.
Yeah, but it's up to Nick Sirianni to put his coordinators in positions to also win and put them in spots to do be successful, right?
Look, he has the Super Bowl, so right now he's going to have the upper echelon.
I think we're still drastically underrating Nick Sirianni at this point. I think it's undeniable.
What does he do?
What does he do? He wins Super Bowls. What does Mike Tomlin do? He goes to the playoffs every year. Come on, man.
Look, I'm giving Sirianni his credit, but like...
Are you? It doesn't sound like you are.
Well, Kellen Moore was the offensive coordinator, was he
and
not?
No one wanted Kellen Moore prior to this year. No one wanted him.
Well, now he's going to be a head coach.
Exactly.
And Vic Fangio was hired specifically to take over. Like, he's a culture guy. I'll give him that. Like, he created a culture.
Incredible culture.
Look, again, better an incredible culture where they're all pointing their fingers. And he righted the ship, but... I mean, come on, man. They're on the open market. Everyone's taking Shanahan over Sirianni. Not me. I'm talking other GMs.
I was going to say 888-957-9570 right now. If you're starting a franchise, you'd pick a Nick Sirianni or Kyle Shanahan. I think I'm leaning Nick Sirianni.
What's his skill set?
He puts people in positions to succeed. And you know what? He has the pulse of that locker room. And you know what? His team didn't look tight yesterday. I know that.
Well, that I will give you.
His team did not
look
tight.
They were prepared to
play. They looked loose. They looked great. They looked energetic.
Vic Fangio
played the national anthem.
Vic Fangio played the Super Bowl loss to the Ravens to his team. Talking about his Niner, when he was the Niner defensive coordinator. He played that entire loss, and it was dead silence in the room. Like, God, that made me angry.
just give him some credit. Nick Sirianni. It's a hell of a job. Like, I know it sucks to say, because Kyle Shanahan has gotten close twice, just like Nick Sirianni. But Nick Sirianni was able to slay the beast this time around. And maybe there is something to be said. I mean, we talk about Chiefs fatigue. Maybe the Chiefs were fatigued at that point. Like, we talk about the Golden State Warriors in their run, how hard it is to three-peat in any sport, let alone football, which has never been done with the Super Bowl. Like, Chris Jones, his knee was just, it wasn't the same. Travis Kelce looks like a shell of himself. Patrick Mahomes looked unsure early in that game. Maybe they were. There was a part of that, too, where it just... You know, the Eagles are catching them at the perfect time, and they were exhausted. Now, You can always do A, what the Bills have put up. No,
the Eagles, they deserve all the flowers this morning. Again, but to me, like, and Joe, I know you're trying to make a point on Sirianni. And look, he's got the Super Bowl win. Kyle doesn't. This was so much more about how, to me, it was about Howie and team building and franchising and how you run a well-oiled machine to where you put the infrastructure in place. And Sirianni made the most of all those things. But this was, to me, much more about Howie Roseman than it was about Nick Sirianni. Well, but Sirianni is definitely, look, right now he's in the catbird seat.
Well, if that's the case, we like to give Kyle Shanahan all the credit because he has the final say on every single roster position when it comes to draft picks, when it comes to this, that, and the other.
Oh, and that's on Shanahan.
That's on Shanahan. Maybe if you're giving all this credit to Howie Roseman, maybe it's a good thing that Nick Sirianni doesn't have that also on his plate.
Well, it's two different jobs.
Well,
and I've been saying that I don't think that Shanahan should have full autonomy on all the draft picks. If you look at it, the Niners nail their mid to late round picks. And why is that? Because he has less of an emphasis on those picks. And I think he should, you know, concede some of his control. Like there's not a doubt in my mind. Look at what happened with the Josh Dobbs, Brandon Allen thing behind the, in terms of the backup quarterback. Mm. Like, a lot of people within the team and people covering the team thought that Josh Dobbs should have been the backup. He played Brandon Allen in that game. We saw what Brandon Allen looked like. He was hell-bent. I'm talking about Kyle himself. Mm. Now, on some level, when you're the play caller, I do kind of think that you have a feel for what you're looking for. So I'll listen to you on the quarterback. But everybody there was telling him, bro, go with Josh Dobbs. Now, I think both stink, so it doesn't really matter. Like, I do. I think both kind of stink. It doesn't really matter. But I do believe, like, Shanahan does need to come off of some of the personnel stuff. I do think at the end of the day, he should have veto power, but not full control. They're two different jobs.
What's coming up the game is brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport. More of your calls, more of your texts, and this contest. 95.7 The Game and Under Armour are giving you a chance to score a pair of the new Curry 12s before you can buy them. Listen to the Morning Roast, so that's the show right now with Spadoni and Chasky, all week for your cue to call 415-523-4652. Not right now. We're going to play a sounder. Carter, do you have that sounder ready? Sure, we can do that one. Let's do that sounder. Fifth caller to the contest line wins a pair of the Steph Curry Under Armour What the Bay 12s. Not yet. When we play that sounder next, they release this Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, on UA.com. For more info and to see what they look like, visit 957thegame.com. We're rolling. Is Deebo Samuel going to be rolling out of here? I have a very interesting, you know, thought on what Deebo Samuel did yesterday and what it means for his future in San Francisco, or no future in San Francisco for that matter. It's Spadoni, it's Chasky, it's the Morning Roast. Have a good morning, everybody. It's been great. It's been fun.
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast. And we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah.
So, Larry June, Spadoni at Chasky, we've been talking Eagles dominating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Your thoughts on that? Thoughts on Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni being Super Bowl champions? Saquon Barkley, one of the all-time seasons. Patrick Mahomes looking like, I don't know, Kerry Collins in the Super Bowl. Did not have that on my big board. Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Steve Spagnuolo, all of them getting absolutely punked yesterday down in New Orleans. But you're going to have an opportunity here in about, 11 minutes or so. Teased it heading into the break, and I'll tease it one more time here. We're giving away a pair of the new Curry 12s before you can buy them. Be listening to the Morning Roast for the next 12 minutes and all week long, and you're going to hear a sounder. And when you hear that one more time, so you're going to hear that sounder, and not now, but then you're going to be the fifth caller to the contest line. I got to be very specific here, Joe Chasky, because, you know, people like to call, blow up the thing all the time. So when you next hear that sounder, you're going to call 415-523-4652 and be the fifth caller. And you are going to win a pair of the Stephen Curry Under Armour What the Bay 12s. And they release this Friday, February 14th on UA.com.
All right. So I want to establish some things.
Please.
I couldn't be happy no matter what happened yesterday. And really? I kind of knew that going in.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think for a lot of Niner fans, it's like, all right, if the Eagles win, damn it, they did what we haven't been able to do. And it's just a reminder of us falling short multiple times to different versions of this particular team, the Chiefs. If the Chiefs wins, it's like, God, I hate them. Like, that's the team that beat us in the Super Bowl twice, right? Sure. So for me as a Niner fan, it was lose-lose. I hate the Eagles, right? Is it on the level of the Cowboys? No, but I can't stand their fan base at all.
That's fun.
And I'm watching that game, and it's a reminder of their everything right now that we aren't, right? Resilient. They're gutsy and go for it on fourth and short. You know, they're a team that's buttoned up on special teams. They're a team with an elite defensive line. That's what we used to have. We no longer have that. They are nailing their draft picks, and it feels like they're plug and play across the board. Their quarterback, you know, rose to the occasion in multiple opportunities in the playoffs this year. Purdy's had moments, but it's like they couldn't make that big play. Like, go back to the Super Bowl last year. The big play wasn't a Purdy play.
Evaded him.
It was a Juwan Jennings, like, throwback to Christian McCaffrey. You know, their running back didn't really matter that he didn't make any plays yesterday because their wide receivers were either getting separation or making plays down the field. They hit big strikes down the field. You capitalized on turnovers from Patrick Mahomes and then cashed them in with scoring drives. And so it was a reminder to me of, like, God dang it, the Niners were so close. So close to winning it all. And now they're at the bottom of the Himalayas and they got to walk their way all the way. It can happen. It's just really difficult. And I look at the DC that they hired. I wanted Vic Fangio. Like, I really wanted Vic Fangio. I love Vic Fangio. Niner fans look at Vic Fangio and we loved him as the DC of the 49ers. And Wilkes was good, but he wasn't as good as Vic Fangio was. And I look at, like, his experience, and he talked about that, of losing that Super Bowl as the DC of the 49ers in that same stadium 15 years ago. He played that for his team. And all the little things that maybe he fell short on, it felt like they hit. And it ticks me off. It really does. Their receivers made big time plays. Our receivers, it felt like either didn't get the ball thrown to them because of protection up front or just couldn't make the big play. You know, and it sucks. And you're talking about the Big Dom and I'm like, dude, screw Big Dom. And then you're talking about Nick Sirianni. I'm like, dude, Nick Sirianni lost that locker room.
But
he lost that quarterback.
But no, he didn't. The locker room loves him.
No.
The coaches love him.
A year ago, he did. I'm saying a year ago, he did.
If he truly did, though, he would have been fired. He was going to be fired. But he wasn't.
They were talking about firing him and going and getting Belichick. That was the offseason chatter.
I think that was all smokescreen. Clearly, Belichick's not getting any other NFL jobs. No one wants the guy. That was all smokescreen.
They blew out
chatter.
Their coordinators. They reset stuff. They made a bunch of draft picks. Like, again, and Sirianni gets credit for all these things. He capitalized on it.
Absolutely.
But a year ago, that was a team headed down the drain after starting 10-1.
I know we're saying that, and they still made the playoffs last year. So we're talking about Kyle Shanahan, like he just made the playoffs and he got knocked out. Kyle Shanahan didn't even make the playoffs this year. So, like, I asked the question at 888-957-9570. If you're starting a franchise right now, you want your head coach to be either Kyle Shanahan or Nick Sirianni. I'm taking Nick Sirianni. I am. He's guys been
why?
To,
why?
Why? Because I think he puts his coaches and players in positions to succeed more so than Kyle Shanahan.
So he's going to lose Kellen Moore. Now he's going to have the last of the pick. Let's play this out. He's going to have the last of the picks of all the coordinators. Is he not coordinator reliant?
I don't know. Because he made the playoffs with two coordinators he fired last year. He made the playoffs with two coordinators he let go last year.
I think that he is ridiculously coordinator reliant.
Clearly so is Kyle Shanahan because he can't get the defensive coordinator position right.
Yeah, but I know on offense he's going to be able to scheme it up. I mean, they still had a ton of yards and they had no one out there. I mean, they had no one.
We were talking about the Eagles offense.
Sixth running
we were
back.
Talking about the Eagles offense all year. Oh, they can't throw the ball. They can't throw the ball. Jalen Hurts absolutely destroys the Chiefs secondary in the Super Bowl. They're going to be just fine. Dave, San Francisco, he's glad the Eagles won. What's going on, Dave? You're on Spadoni and Chasky.
Oh, hey, good morning. Good game. I thought it was really good. I'm a longtime Niner fan, but since they weren't in it, I had to go for the Eagles. I'm glad that the Chiefs got humbled. No disrespect to Chiefs fans. I mean, like, I don't like the Chiefs because they keep winning and they're the standard. So I'm a resentful hater. What can I say? But
I feel the same way.
Like, the Chiefs are awesome. And, like, watching Mahomes get humbled a little bit was a good thing, I think, because if you just keep winning, I think you get a little complacent. And it looks like the Eagles were a little hungrier last night. So Hurts is a good quarterback, but my takeaway for the Niners is balanced running and passing game, and get McCaffrey healthy, get him back in there if we can for next season, and have a rebound season. So that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I'm with
Dave
you.
Dave in South San Francisco, and Dave, to your point, Mahomes getting humbled, the guy had the audacity to wear an Eagles green jacket to the game with gold shoes. Get out of here. Did he have to also talk to the media in that green jacket, too?
I didn't see any of his
post-game presser. Yeah. I heard
once I saw Dom walking Sirianni to the midfield, I said, all right, babe, get the baby. Let's go. We're leaving. And we left.
How's the party? You got a good time?
It was fun. We had a great time.
Nice.
Shepherd's pie was delicious.
Shepherd's pie? What are we, in England?
What?
Shepherd's pie for Super Bowl Sunday?
It wasn't a huge party. It was just a bunch of family members. It was a little guy.
Champions League, or what are we doing here?
Are you really hating on the food? I'm hating on the
shepherd's pie.
There was a lot of different food out, and I ate some shepherd's pie. It was delicious.
Okay.
Shout out Melanie.
Was there some wings there?
No, but there was a charcuterie board that I tore up the second I got there.
This is not my kind of party. Shepherd's pie and charcuterie on Super Bowl Sunday? Come on, Joe Shasky. We were just talking about, Sam Lovman's even giving me a look. You asked Baldy last week, what number one overall pick, and he's like, wings. You don't even have wings?
Well, I had wings on Friday.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, Jesus. He can't.
I had wings on Saturday, then I had wings again yesterday.
There you go.
You can have lots of wings.
Look, Dom DeSandro had a lot last night, too, with beignets.
That dude crushes wings.
Okay. We act like Shanahan is like the village idiot. It really bugs me. If Nick Bosa stops Mahomes last year on 4th-and-2 in overtime, they win the Super Bowl. And now all of a sudden he's a complete moron because they lost?
No, I'm not going to call him a complete moron, but like, I didn't even know the overtime rules. Like, let's just
That is inarguable. I will forever, that'll be a demerit against him until he wins.
There is something about Shanahan being tight in the biggest games, though.
I would agree.
I think the Eagles outplayed the Chiefs twice in the Super Bowl. You can say the Niners too, to an extent, but not the full game. Jalen Hurts made the big fumble last time around, and that was the key difference in the game. But offensively, they were doing whatever they wanted. That's the loosest I've seen a Super Bowl champion
since the Seahawks.
Since the Seahawks, or maybe the Bucks, but they were at home.
Okay, Bucks is a good one. I was going to say Seahawks.
But again, that's Tom freaking Brady. Yeah. Like, he's always loose in the biggest games. Yeah. But Russell Wilson, that was his first ever one. That was Marshawn Lynch. He's like, that's a great point because that was Pete Carroll's first Super Bowl.
They looked amazing.
And we knew that Seahawks one was over in the first snap because it was a safety from the Denver Broncos. I mean, the face that Peyton Manning's face in that one.
I'm not here to say that Shanahan is some perfect coach. He's far from it. But when I just think of like the aggressiveness from the Eagles as a whole, whether that's Sirianni, whether that's, because I know they have specific clock gurus and things like that. Again, Howie puts together a really good staff, and Jeffrey Luria, who is the owner, spends a lot of money on coordinators, on staff, on film breakdowns, on draft. Like, they spend their war room. Their draft war room is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. That being said, like, yeah, there's some things that they do that I do envy. Their aggressiveness, their ability to move off of guys very quickly and not have the personal relationships where it feels like sometimes Shanahan's a little too close to some of the players. And I think Debo would be one of those guys where it's like whole game plan revolves around Debo. Yep. It's like, all right, man. Now, I think Shanahan and some of his draft picks have been sketch, right? Because he's kind of got final say. There's clarity with the Eagles. I know when the buck stops at Howie. Everything falls on Howie. When they missed on Jalen Reagor, Howie's like, I'm never doing that again. Yeah. We watched the Minnesota Vikings literally like, are you kidding me? You're going to let us have Justin Jefferson? And they like celebrated in the war room because they reached on Reagor, and they haven't done that since. Well, and the Niners have made a lot of mistakes. Whiffing on Trey Lance was a massive, massive, massive mistake.
Right?
I'm still not 100% sure they've figured it out since then in the draft. Because, like, Ricky Pearsall, we'll see. I like the way he ended the year. I'm encouraged. But to think he's going to be some plug-and-play impact starter on a team that's run first, I don't know. Like, and that's where Am I sure they're going to go offensive, defensive line with this first pick? I know Howie would if he was taking over the Niners.
Howie would also, and to your point about learning from the Rager pick, he traded for a known commodity instead of just taking the dice roll on a rookie. He traded for A.J. Brown. He said, you know what? I whiffed on there. I know A.J. Brown's a stud. Let me go get him. We'll figure out the rest.
It was a bold move.
It was a bold move.
And then had the contract ready.
Yep, right then and there. He knew Devontae Smith was going to be a stud. I mean, that guy.
Yeah, but he was a skinny guy. Like, I hear you. He was really small.
They already had the big guys, what I'm saying, too.
Yes.
AJ. So it worked.
He was so small. Everyone's like 165 pounds.
I know.
You're taking him, whatever, 6th, 7th, 8th overall.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to say now, but, like, I think there were a lot of people when he was coming out, like,
his frame. What is it?
Exactly.
But his speed, slot guy, he was great. I mean, he had the game-winning play basically yesterday.
He was awesome.
He was amazing.
He's way tougher than I thought.
I saw Sam sent the stat. The first. Again, I have to be careful. The first player drafted out of Alabama to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. It was very specifically worded, but that's very, again, drafted out of Alabama, because Jalen Hurts has scored at like a rushing touchdown, but he was drafted out of Oklahoma. Ken Stabler and Joe Namath have scored touchdowns throwing the ball. So it's not technically a score. It's a throwing the ball. So it's a very like wordy stat, but I thought that was fascinating considering all this. All the studs that have come out of Alabama, Devontae Smith being the first one to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Julio Jones never scored a touchdown.
All right. There's the sounder, Joe Shasky. And it's time to give away a pair of Curry 12s. Caller number 5 on the contest line at 415-523-4652 will be winning a pair of the Steph Curry Under Armour What the Bays 12s. Call now, 415-523-4652. You're talking about it right now. And, you know, what this team needs and what the Philadelphia Eagles did, what the 49ers need to do. First and foremost, it's putting your quarterback in positions to succeed. Far too often last year, Brock Purdy, I felt like, was running for his life, had way too much on his plate. Part of that was the absence of Christian McCaffrey. Part of that was not trusting his offensive line. Part of that was not trusting his skilled position players. He didn't trust anything last year, Joe Shasky. And I think you saw with the Eagles this year, they were complacent with just running the ball. Obviously, Saquon had an all-time season, and they could do that. They were complacent with doing that and taking a load off Jalen Hurts.
But this goes back to philosophy and like Shanahan. And one of the areas where I do believe he has a blind spot is philosophically, he doesn't view the offensive line the way that the Howie and the Eagles have viewed their offensive line.
No, he said in the past he doesn't want to draft offensive linemen in the first round.
Unless it's Trent Williams.
Unless it's literally, as you said, generational. But the 49ers are never going to draft a generational one because they're not going to have a top five pick. That's usually when those guys are taken. Usually.
Sure. They took Pooney this year, and that's worked out really well.
He's good.
Now, I would love to know, was that a Kyle pick?
Mm.
Or was that someone else in the organization? Again, middle round pick.
Well, that goes back to accountability and who's calling the shots there. We like to say it's Kyle when things are going right, but if it's not Kyle, oh, is it John Lynch?
Look, I'm not here to say that Kyle's the best coach in the league or this or that. He's got a lot of things he doesn't do well.
No, he's still, I don't want to get
He's twisted. Really freaking
he's
good.
He's really good. If 90% of the league is taking Kyle Shanahan, 90%, maybe 95%. Like, it's a very small group of guys right now that are not taking him. It's Sean McVay. If I have Sean McVay in the Rams, I'm keeping McVay.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, they're probably kicking themselves. They were a play or two away from beating the Eagles.
And why? And why is that? Because Jared Verse and Young and that defensive line got after
Brayden
them
Fisk.
In a way that no other team in the playoffs even came close to.
Defensive Rookie of the Year, Jared Verse, to your point. Andy Reid, obviously. Made guy.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Although I thought yesterday he was terrible.
He was awful.
Go five wide. What are you doing?
I thought
no huddle and five wide on that team.
Start of the second half, that first opening drive, they had like 4th and 9 from their own 40, I want to say. Like, dude, you got to go for it.
I thought so,
I was
too.
Like, you're down 24.
I thought so, too.
Like, you got to go for this. And then punting, I was like, oh, they're not going to win this game.
It was like a 2nd and 12, and they're like running the ball with Pacheco. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Right?
Pacheco's been out for weeks.
And Kareem Hunt, he kind of, speaking of pudgy, he looked pudgy in that game, too.
He did.
Like, there was.
They looked slow on offense.
They looked slow.
Yeah.
They looked battered, bruised, and beaten.
That was the offense that we kind of saw all year, just kind of patchworking it all year. And they looked completely physically outmatched.
Right. And I got to be, if you're like a Bills fan watching that, if you're a Ravens fan, like, man, I know our offensive could have been explosive. Or maybe, just maybe, the Eagles were dominating anyone yesterday.
I think the Eagles, looking back on it, to give them the credit that they deserve, I think they were going to smoke whoever they played.
Right. And that might have been the case. And again, they looked loose, they looked fast, they looked explosive. Who are they going to hire as their offensive coordinator? We'll see. But I know this. I know Nick Sirianni puts his team in positions to win. Can Kyle Shanahan, you know, regroup and refocus this team? And they already got a headache, Joe Shasky. On Super Bowl Sunday, they already have a headache. Deebo freaking Samuel, if you're just joining us, that was the news yesterday morning. On Sunday morning, you're going to church, you're getting your coffee, you're getting your whatever, your breakfast, you're getting your morning workout in. You see that across your timeline, Adam Schefter, Deebo Samuel requests trade from the San Francisco 49ers. Quote, "It was a hard conversation to have with Kyle because of the relationship that we have, but I have to do what's best. I'm more than thankful for the 49ers giving me the opportunity of a lifetime, but now I think it's best that we find another team." So that's the second big-time receiver in the division to ask for a trade, or I guess not ask for a trade, but put on the trade block, because the Rams did the opposite. The Rams said, yeah, we got Puka Nacua. We're good off you, Cooper. You're getting older. You're costing a lot of money. We're going to put you on the trade block, whether you like it or not. Cooper has some hard feelings there, but he understands it. Deebo said the opposite. He's like, actually, I'm putting myself on the trade block, and deuces. Now, the 49ers could play hardball and say, you know what? We're going to wait to cut you till June 1st. After June 1st, you'd be a post-June 1st designation, and that save him over $20 million. Because if they were to cut him or trade him before June 1st, Joe Shasky, $31.5 million in dead money on the cap.
Yeah.
What are they going to do here? This is a very tricky situation. I don't think it's simple as just cutting him and move on and not long deal with it. I understand that. Because the last thing I want this year is more drama.
Yeah, I don't want
that's
to linger.
All it was last year was drama, drama, drama since the Super Bowl ended. And the day the Super Bowl started, this season's becoming more drama-filled.
But where the dead cap number is, whatever you're getting back won't help you until the following year because the draft is in April. So, like, before I even evaluate the Deebo part, because there's this whole element of, like, Kyle's obsessed with him. Too many game plans revolve around Deebo. I don't want the distraction. Where the hell is Brandon Ayuk at physically? It might be too early for them to even know, but is he even going to be a player this year for them? Is he? Because I thought Trey Greenlaw was going to be ready at some point this year. Trey Greenlaw played, like, 30 snaps for the Niners. He was a big no-no, and them putting enough faith into him coming back and bringing in Devondre Campbell was a giant downgrade. Mm. And you want to talk about team building.
Yeah.
He was terrible in terms of like what he meant for the locker room. So I don't even know where he's at, right? Like, where's Brandon Ayuk at? And then, like, Juwan Jennings, I like Juwan a lot. I think he's an absolute gladiator. He gets hurt a lot, dude. Mm. A lot for a guy that's kind of a role player. Is Ricky Pearsall ready to take a leap forward?
No, he had some good final games, gave me some hope, but I don't know.
Three games doesn't make a 17 game season.
No,
and to be the number one.
But it makes you feel better, at least. As a number two, maybe.
Sure. Yeah. I don't even know if Deebo's any good anymore, too. That's like the other part. Like, where is he at? I'm not ready to say he's washed. I think that's
a rat on the table brought to you by Hecko.
But let's call it what it is. Like, he got pneumonia this year.
Yeah.
So I think we kind of like, we don't understand how much that really bothers the body. He had a couple of decent games, but overall, he had a really poor year. He came in the best shape of his life, and it looked like he fell off a cliff. It just did. Is he ready for a rebound? I don't know. But $33 million?
And it could be more.
33 is a lot. That's a big number.
And it could be more if they don't trade him before his bonus is due, which is before March 22nd. He has a $15.4 million option bonus on March 22nd, which means the Niners, again, this is according to the article from Nick Wagner, who covers the team for ESPN, the Niners would almost certainly want any deal completed before then, which is March 22nd. And that's just a little more than a month away. It's going to come quickly here.
You think Deebo wants an, excuse me, you think Purdy wants an offense without Deebo?
No. He's literally said it, that he feels more confident as a quarterback with Deebo Samuel in the huddle.
Do you think Deebo is still good?
I don't know.
I have the same question. I have no idea.
I don't know. Like, he's not a number one wide receiver. He wasn't even a number two wide receiver this year, quite frankly. I don't know what he was, because he was in and out. He wasn't producing. Like, They were leaning on Juwan Jennings and George Kittle being their top two receivers.
Well, Juwan Jennings had a monster season.
He did, but I don't need. I'm not paying him to be a one right now. Like, he shouldn't have had to do that. It was great.
Agreed.
It was great. It's awesome that he has that rapport with Brock Purdy.
He's a two.
He's a two. Exactly.
Well, and I'm looking
at he was a three heading into the year, but he's played himself into a two now.
But here's the other part. When I look at the Debo equation, like, if I'm every team in the league, I'm playing man against Debo all day, and I'm daring him to beat you over the top, and he just can't do that. He just can't. Mm-hmm. Devontae can. I'm talking about Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Obviously, A.J. Brown can, clearly. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even guard him on that little, like, shallow crosser. Right. Debo is basically a shallow cross, smokescreen guy, slants. Like, God, it's just... I just think we need to evolve past him.
Well, I can't have one of my top
two... And I love the guy.
I can't have one of my top two receivers not be able to run routes effectively. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I can't call you a straight-up wide receiver. That's why you title him wide back. Because he's been more of a running back at this point and a gadget guy. He's been more Percy Harvin than anything. Like, he hasn't been a wide receiver for quite some time now. And it's frustrating, too, because... If you're a player, whether it's in basketball, whether it's in baseball, whether it's in football, the great ones evolve their game over time. The great ones, you know, they lose a step here or there. Like Jerry Rice, and again, the greatest of all time. He lost some speed. He lost athleticism. He never lost that route running ability, which is why he was open all the time. He put all that time and work into his body. That is why he's able to succeed at this level. Similar to LeBron, the greats. I'm not even going to go... Even there, let me go to a guy, still a Hall of Famer probably, Devontae Adams, who Niners I would be very interested in right now. Given all this Debo Samuel stuff, I'd be very interested
in a guy like that. I'm going to tell you right now, I am all the way out on all Debo wide receivers.
Okay.
This is a run first team.
I need a guy that can run routes, though, and that guy can do it and still get open. I'm sorry. Like, he can.
Joe.
He's from Palo Alto.
This team doesn't need more headaches. They need offensive linemen. If there are guys, like, for example, the guy for the Chiefs who got mauled yesterday, their left guard. If that guy's available, if this Dahlman guy's available.
Smith? Is that who that is?
Yeah. Like, they need to be spending their money and their resources on the trenches, not on Diva wide receivers, not on T. Higgins, not on Devontae Adams. I want nothing to do with any more wide receivers. I'm out. So I'm all the way out.
You're not drafting them. You're not trading.
No, you
for
can
one.
Draft them, and they can be inexpensive. If your quarterback's going to be making a ton, you better get an offensive line that can actually protect him.
Okay.
I expect Shanahan to be able to scheme people open.
I do not feel comfortable with my number one receiver next year being an aging George Kittle who just came off an incredible season, and Juwan Jennings potentially being my number one. I just don't feel good about that if I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. Not when A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are on the other side. Not when Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams are in your conference. Not when, hell, scary Terry McLaurin all of a sudden and Jane Daniels look primed to be a 1-2 punch for the next 5 years.
We did this last year with Brandon Ayuk. I'm just... The proof is in the pudding. The Niners can win games with average wide receiver play.
They're not going to win a Super Bowl like that, though.
We're not even close to that. If they do not get above average offensive line play, they're going nowhere. It starts in the trenches. I am so out on talking the wide receiver position on this team. They overspent on Ayuk. It was a clear mistake. They regret it. They overspent on Debo. I love Debo. He was a great Niner. Like, I'm not bringing in another receiver.
I'm not asking you to overspend. I'm asking you to sign a one-year deal, prove-it deal to Devontae Adams. I don't think it's that crazy. And yes, I would want Devontae Adams because I know what he's going to give me route running the ball with a guy like Brock Purdy who's great with the timing routes, who's a cerebral quarterback. I can't have Debo Samuel be on this team next year. He's got to be gone. I don't think he's going to be. And again, can they get this deal done before March 22nd so they don't have to pay him another $15.4 million on top of whatever the cap it's going to be, 31 and a half, I guess. Richie Rich is in Livermore, Joe Chasky.
Hey, Richie Rich.
He wants to join the conversation. What's up, Richie Rich? You're on Spadoni and Chasky.
What's up, my guys? Man, you guys hit Spadoni. You hit what I was saying. Check it out. First of all, man, let me say a few things. How the hell can you hate on that performance? Hey, I can't stand both teams, but the Eagles whooped their ass.
They did.
Mahomes look like Jimmy G with happy feet. And that's good. I'm so tired of seeing the camera go to Taylor Swift, Kelce. Hey, you didn't see none of that BS yesterday. Why? Because they got their ass handed from start to finish. They did what they did. Hands off. Dude, hey, you know what? Saquon's so humble, and Jalen, congratulations. I can't stand Big Dom, but they did what we could not do. They did what we could not do, period. But they put the blueprint how to kick ass, all right? And that gets me to the next topic. Look, you trade that first-round pick. Adios. You go get Myles Garrett 100%. On that defense, dude. You make that defense disruptive, and you do what you got to do. And then you don't start this season with the BS Diva drama. Debo, we love you. Adios, dude. You're gone. You didn't help us. Adios.
Did he get dropped?
That's Richie Rich.
Richie Rich, great call.
He went adios on us.
Look, if you're going to make a big-time acquisition, like let's say it's a Myles Garrett, maybe Debo's a part of that package. I don't know what his value is. We were kicking this around. Is he a fifth-round value in terms of, like, just straight up, right? I don't know. Is he going to want new money on any team that he gets acquired by?
Whatever you get, you're not going to feel great as a fan. But you know what? I don't need that drama in the locker room right now, first and foremost.
No doubt.
I don't need that in my life. And I get what you're saying about Devontae. And listen, did it end well with the Raiders? No, it did not. Did it end well with the Jets? No, it did not. The Raiders and the Jets are the biggest dumpster fires in the NFL. I feel confident about what the 49ers are still as an organization, way more than those two franchises.
The two Super Bowls that the Niners have been in, the two Super Bowls, it was defensive line, run the ball down a team's throat.
Yes.
Okay, so where does and I'm not saying wide receivers aren't important. They have their place. But like on this team, if we're prioritizing things and we're placing value in terms of draft capital and money, it's the offensive and defensive lines and defense in general are such... They're such a disadvantage right now for the Niners when I stack them up. Yes, of course A.J. Brown and Devontae are awesome. But like, if we were listing the reasons on why they won that Super Bowl, I don't even think that they're in the first four or five sentences.
I think you're mishearing me. I'm not saying don't address those two fronts on the offensive and defensive side of the balls. I'm saying you could also still get Devontae Adams.
Yeah, but Devontae's going to cost you $20 million.
Maybe. We'll see what his market is. Maybe it doesn't cost that much. Maybe he takes a little bit of a discount because he says, you know what, the NFC, you know, the AFC is really tough. I don't know. Let's go to the NFC. Yeah, you got the Eagles, you got the Lions, you got the Rams, but you know what? If Christian McCaffrey's healthy, Brock Purdy, if he is that dude I believe him to be, you know what? I think we could have fun. I'm going back home to Palo Alto. I'm right near there in Santa Clara. Like, let's go do this thing. Maybe he does take a little bit of a discount. I don't know what his price point is right now. I know he's sniffing around the Packers. I don't know if the Packers want him to pair up with Jordan Love. You said Myles Garrett? Yeah, I'd love Myles Garrett. Bovada has the odds out right now. Again, they're odds. Who knows?
What's it say?
Bills 650, the favorites. Eagles plus 650, co-favorites.
You got to beat the Eagles to go get him.
Right?
No, you have to. Him and Jalen Carter?
Are you kidding me? Like, that would be would you be shocked if Howie Roseman did that too? Would you be shocked?
No, because he swings big.
Chargers are on there. Cardinals are on there. Hell, the Arizona Cardinals, for God's sakes, are on there. I don't even
see Joe,
the 49ers.
You only have so much money, and you only have so much draft capital. And if Devontae, for example, is a guy that's out there, and he could be had... I'd rather spend money on a Khalil Mack than I would a Devontae Adams. I would rather spend money on offensive line. Like they are going to have to pay the quarterback. That's going to hit their books at some point. They don't have a lot of money, all right? So you got to start playing this game, and you got to be calculated. On the list of needs... Is wide receiver a need? Yes. But like seventh, D-line, linebacker, free safety, offensive line. These are all needs. I might need a running back before I need a wide receiver. I don't know where CMC's at, right? And like, on this team, like, and Devontae could help them conceivably in the red zone. I think they need more of a zone beating wide receiver, a silky route runner who's a little more like Devontae to me.
He's still an elite route runner. I believe that he is.
He's going to want to get paid premium money, and I am so out on even having the conversation about premium money wide receivers. They did that last year. It has not worked out for
them. I don't know if he's going to cost that much. By the way,
been a headache in two different spots.
Again, two of the biggest dumpster fires in the history of sports, the Jets and
the
Raiders.
That's on him for horrible decision-making.
Well, he thought he was playing with Derek Carr, his homie from Fresno State, and then they kicked him to the curb, so I don't know what to tell you. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. I also didn't think the Jets were going to be that bad. Again, in hindsight, I look like an idiot. I have egg on my face. I thought they were going to be in the AFC Championship game. I will own that. I own it. But he wanted to go play with the guy that turned him into a Hall of Famer, Aaron Rodgers. I understand that. And the Raiders getting a third-round pick by that trade, by the way, is looking great. Manny, Dumbarton Bridge. What's going on, Manny? You're almost Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I am just waiting to get that Carl's Jr. hangover burger in a minute here.
Oh,
but
dude, those hit so hard. I love the Carl's Jr. breakfast burgers.
I can't wait. But, hey, you know, watching that game last night, it was so joyful to watch the Chiefs go down in flames like that.
I totally agree.
But one thing I'm taking away from it is I kept thinking, you know what? If our defense just got after Mahomes the way those Eagle pass rushers were just going after him, play in and play out, we'd have two rings. And that's the point that I want to make. You know, I want to piggyback off of what Richie Rich said. Do everything you can to get an elite pass rusher to sign up or join or link in with Bosa. I know we tried that with Chase Young a couple of seasons back, but man, we got to find something to get it straight. That Eagles GM, he is by far outplaying our GM by leaps and bounds with the personnel that he's bringing. And yes, that's a knock on John Lynch because he should be taking a page off of that cat's book because look at the success he's had with the moves that he's made. I mean, we have our equivalent of Saquon and CMC, but we haven't been able to, you know, run player for player with him just the way how he's been swinging at the bit. And so, man, we got to do whatever it takes to get this team right. In terms of the wide receivers, you are absolutely right. I do not want to have to go through Brandon Ayuk drama point two now with the other Debo wide receiver that we got to deal with. Debo, I've been saying this about Debo until I can't blow it out no more. He is nothing but a poor man's Eric Metcalf, man. And his shit is done. He's not a good running back. He is not a great wide receiver. He's a little bit of both, but he's not the kind of player that would draw fear into defensive coordinators' minds when they lay awake at night. He just is not. We can win without that guy. Trust me. And we've shown it with Jennings, right? I mean, the reason why Purdy really had the bad year that he had was, you are absolutely right, poor line play did not give him the time he needed to find the receivers.
Good call. He thinks
that he can't win without Debo. He can.
Yeah.
He
just needs... Thanks, Manny.
Good
Appreciate
call, Manny.
Call, man.
You know, I'm looking at it this way. Like, I'd be willing to eat the money on Debo on this cap hit if they can move up in the draft to give them an opportunity to draft like an Abdul Carter, right? If they can't swing a deal for, let's say, a Miles Garrett, Max Crosby, Micah's going to be out there. I really do. I think that the Cowboys are going to entertain trading Micah Parsons. I absolutely do. Like, I'm looking at, you reference this team, like New England. Is there any way we could trade next year's second, this year's first, Debo Samuel, and we swap with them? They get the fourth, the Niners get the fourth, they get the 11th. Like, some combination, it's going to cost a lot, but I'm just saying, some combination of that to where you're just outside of where you think the top two quarterbacks are going to go. So, boom, you could swoop in and take the number one overall defensive player.
I am so fascinated. I know you love this, too. I love the draft.
I love it.
Like, it's draft season already. Ready, as far as I'm concerned, the next couple months, looking at all these different prospects, the Mel Kuypers of the world, all of that, the Daniel Jeremiahs. I love this stuff. I live for this stuff. I feel like Bob Fitzgerald. I live with these people. I love these people.
I love these people. They're part of my family.
And welcome Jimmy Butler to the Warriors family. We'll get into that at some point in the show as well.
God,
Jimmy
the
Butler,
suspendables were right. So incredible on Saturday.
Been to the line 13 times, Jimmy Buckets. But, and it's a big but, shout out Kim Kardashian. What's going to happen between now and the draft is going to be so fascinating to me. And Debo Samuel, if you're just joining us, kicked it all off yesterday morning, Super Bowl morning, people. Debo Samuel telling Shefty, yeah, I'm out. Who's our guy that went, I'm out, my man? I'm out, my man. Have a good night. Was that Rick Kamla, whoever that was, back in the old Butcher Shop show? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had the Houston Rockets, like, television announcer or something, just say deuces to us. Say, I'm out. Have a good night. Might have been the greatest end of an interview in 95.7 The Game history. But that's what Debo Samuel's saying to the 49ers right now. And how are 49ers fans feeling about that? Given the season Debo Samuel just had, you know, given his complaining on social media, given his lack of availability, given his poor performances, he's the one that's now requesting a trade. How does that make you feel, 49ers fans? A guy that was considered an all-time 49er going out like this? I mean, Chasky, how are you feeling about it? Oh, and we're talking about, I know here you're talking about the team
perspective.
Well, I'm
tired of kicking guys out the door. Like, in the sense of this, like,
you know, I know you
both
love,
can be true.
I know we love Debo, is why I'm asking.
Yeah, and I think this is where I'm at with it. Like, I'm tired of just crapping on players because they're done playing on my team. That doesn't mean that they weren't good and useful for my squad. Great. Eric Armstead's a great example. It's like, Eric Armstead sucks. He's terrible. No, Eric Armstead was a really good Niner. Did I think he got overpaid? Yeah, he probably got overpaid, right? Did he, like, get the amount of sacks everyone was looking for? No. No. He got paid as a DN. He was probably more of a D tackle. You know, he represents kind of like the frustration of the fan base for a while because he couldn't really find his position. It's a really good Niner.
Yeah.
But like when someone moves on, I feel like in sports now that the number one thing is to run to the internet and just crush this guy. Like we didn't have good times. We had some great times with Debo.
Of course.
It just might not be the move moving forward. As the team is evolving and they're trying to recreate its identity, I think that we need to move beyond Debo. I still love the guy. I still have fond memories. And if they rolled him back next year, I think a lot of people would like lose their minds over it. I could see where they're coming from. I probably would move off him though, but there's also this like whole salary cap hit where I just don't know how that helps you if you're eating $33 million. Unless he's part of some trade package that can help you, and that goes back to I don't know how much he's worth. Like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm at on Debo. I don't like that he's coming out and talking. It's like, dude, we just had a full year right. of everyone talking about money yeah. and what they need to go. And this, and it did them no favors. So if he's going to talk all offseason, then yeah, he's got to go.
Injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm. Helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Jordan Fresno, we'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570. Continue to take your calls and texts in regards to the 49ers, the Eagles' big win over the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Nick Sirianni's a champion. Jalen Hurts is a champion. How do the 49ers get back to this level? And what are they going to do with Debo freaking Samuel? Is he going to be a 49er next year? Hard to see that on February 10th, 2025, as it stands right now. But Warriors back in action tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, and they may need to win it without Steph Curry. He is currently listed as questionable with quad soreness. If he plays tonight, it will be his fourth game in six nights, including a back-to-back, so it would not be a shock if the Warriors rest Steph Curry tonight. Aside from Jonathan Kuminga, who is still recovering from a right ankle sprain, everyone else on the Warriors are expected to be available. Also, Giannis Antetokounmpo is out with a calf injury, and he is actually getting replaced in the NBA All-Star game by your boy, Trae Young, Joe Shasky. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. More of your calls, more of your texts. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.